Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting third. The DH, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Thornton. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Tom Filer. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The DH, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix takes first base on ball four. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Mullinix moves to third. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mullinix scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Bell moves to second. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dempsey for a passed ball. Bell moves to third. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Upshaw moves to second. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Lou Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Upshaw scores. Barfield moves to third. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Ken Dixon now pitching. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Dixon covering, for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mullinix hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Upshaw. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dempsey for the out. Gross moves to third. Rayford moves to second. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barfield hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mullinix takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Thornton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a fly ball into right field. Thornton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Blue Jays. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Witt moves to second. Lou Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-2 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Witt moves to third. Barfield moves to second. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dempsey moves to second. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. Lacy strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Jim Acker now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mullinix takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Mullinix moves to second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barfield. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Gross moves to second. It's 5-1, Blue Jays. Larry Sheets pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gross moves to third. Rayford moves to second. Two outs. Mike Young pinch hits for Allen Wiggins. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gross scores. Rayford scores. It's 5-3. Blue Jays. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 3 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Young moves to third. Bill Caudill now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Orioles 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Don Ossoff now pitching. Rich Dower now playing second base. Al Pardo now catching. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Barfield moves to third. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Eorg strikes out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-4 in the game. Fernandez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Barfield scores. Thornton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Blue Jays. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 9-3, Blue Jays. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Upshaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. John Shelby pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Orioles 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Shelby now playing left field. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barfield hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Manuel Lee now playing second base. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rayford hits a fly ball into right field. Thornton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.